Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Everything Iconic with me, Danny Pellegrino. Got a special interview episode for you all today with Tamara Judge from The Real Houses of Orange County. Now, I've been loving this season of The Real Houses of Orange County. Don't know if that's a popular opinion, unpopular opinion, but it's my opinion.
That's my opinion!
And I've seen what the show is like without Tamara, so I'm grateful that she's back. Even though she might be stirring the pot a little too much sometimes, at least she's moving the storylines forward. So I'm loving her on the show. I'm grateful she's back, even though I didn't always love her on the show. And we talked about that last time, actually, that Tamara was on the podcast. So having her back and getting to talk about this season, where she stands with the gals, whether or not Vicky's coming back, we talk about it all. We even, speaking of mentioning it all, we talk about Bethany. I don't know if you've been seeing this on her social media. She's been trying to unionize reality TV stars so that they get things like better pay and residuals. And I actually think Bethany makes a lot of points with this. And so I asked Tamara about it. And I don't know the ins and outs of like what these people sign for their contracts on reality TV, but it's so fascinating to me. And the little that I do know that I sort of hear through the grapevine and stuff, it seems to me like it would help all of these reality stars to bandy together. But again, I'm interested to hear what some of these other reality stars who are the ones who are actually signing these contracts, to hear what they have to say about it. So I asked her about that, and we talk about where the casting process, because that's one of the things that's been talked about over the years too with Orange County, is that it's hard to cast. And so I asked her that. And so I hope you enjoy the chat with Tamara. I'm going to put it up on the YouTube channel if you want to go watch it there. Otherwise, stay tuned. Hope you enjoy. Want to remind you all that I'm going on tour in October. There are still tickets available to Nashville, which is right before Halloween. It's going to be so fun. Nashville and Cleveland, there are still tickets available for October. Come see me on tour. My book is going to be out around that time. It's October 24th. It's called The Jolliest Bunch, which you could pre-order everywhere. And the other live events already sold out. So DC just sold out. We sold out all the other New York and Chicago. And so I'm so excited. So I'm so grateful as well for all of you who have gotten your tickets already. But Nashville and Cleveland, there are still limited tickets available. So if you want to come, get the tickets now at everythingiconic.com. At the top of the page, there's a live show link. And with all that said, please enjoy my chat with Tamara. And also want to remind you all that I will not be recapping The Real Houses of Orange County this week. This interview with Tamara is in lieu of the recap. Got a busy week, and I will have an And Just Like That recap out at the end of this week with friend of the pod, Hannah Brown. But there will not be a Real Houses of Orange County recap coming out this week. This interview with Tamara is in lieu of that. So please enjoy my chat with Tamara Judge. We have a return guest, one of the stars of The Real Houses of Orange County, Tamara Judge. I'm so thrilled, Tamara, that you're back on the show. And last time you were on Everything Iconic, you did yell at me because I wrongfully said that you should leave The Real Houses of Orange County. And then you left and I realized it was a mistake. So how does it feel being back? How are you today? Catch us up a little bit.
Oh, thank you for having me. I feel good. It just jumped me right back into it. It never really felt like I left, even though I was gone for 2 years. I just got right back into the swing of things.
And this week on the show, we saw this thing. There was a talk about Shannon and John's relationship. Heather had some things to say about it, and you sat down with the Trace Correct. Amigas. What can you tell me about this thing with Shannon and John? I'm assuming we're going to hear more, but like, what can you spill for me now?
Okay, I can't give too much away, but the lunch that I had with Emily at the dive bar, she told me that Heather had a lot to say about Shannon's relationship. And so when I was sitting there with Vicky and Shannon, Shannon just baited me so well. Like she just, what she was saying about Heather. And I'm like, oh God. And she could tell the look on my face, like, do I say it? Do I not say it? Is it too soon? Should we drag this out? What should we do? And she knew just by the look on my face that she had confided in Heather in a conversation off camera about her relationship with John. And it seems to be that Heather has been telling people about it.
Now, Heather's been on the outs with everyone this season. Is there a world where Heather comes back next year? She's bought a place in LA. What do you think?
You know, I don't know what was going on with Heather this year. I know that she had a lot of personal things going on. I don't know, but she does get into it with almost everybody on the cast. And okay. It doesn't end well. Does not end well for her at all.
And how about the reunion must be coming up, I would assume. Are you nervous about it?
No, I'm not nervous. I'm not. I really went into this with, I'm not going to let it beat me up. I'm not going to worry about social media. I'm just not going to worry. And it's worked.
Right.
It just whatever happens, happens.
Okay. Let's talk about Jen for a minute. Now, Jen is the new housewife on the Orange County.
Yes.
And this Ryan situation, I guess the first thing I want to ask you about is that dick pic hat that they were giving away on Watch What Happens Live. What were your thoughts? Tell me what you thought about that.
Well, did you see the photo shoot, all the information behind it? Like, this was a pre-planned thing that they had planned on doing. It's cringy. It's really cringy. I think Jen knows it's cringy. I think he is 100% behind this. And it makes me sad because this is her platform. And when you come out with a product on the show, I mean, she's only been on a hot second. She's already got dick pic hats. Like, is that where you want your brand to go?
Right. I don't like it either when the housewife takes on a saying or something. Like, I think let the fans tell us what we like after a little time has passed. I'm always so skeptical when somebody's like got their saying on merch before we even had time to digest it. Because like you said, I would imagine you have to get that kind of stuff set up. There's at least a little lead time to creating dick pic hats.
Right. But the funny thing is like they put on social media, you know, when we were on vacation, I made this hat for Ryan. I had no idea he was going to wear it and everybody wanted it. And so with the time he wore it into the time that they came out with this stuff, it was literally 5 days. They had a photo shoot done. They had a website built. They had the hats created. I'm like, I'm calling bullshit on that.
Right. Okay. So tell me about this, Ryan, before Jen came on the show, because I saw you on Watch What Happens Live and you were saying that when she was getting cast on the show, they were maybe on the outs or something.
Yeah.
Maybe you could explain this and that her personality, you had said, maybe changed a bit.
Yeah. So first of all, a lot of people, I want to clear something up. People think I brought her on the show. We were kind of on the outs already and didn't talk as much as we used to. We hardly ever talked. I did not know I was coming back. So how could I bring somebody on? I think she got hired before I did because they interviewed them months before. So it's like, stop saying I brought her on. So your original question was, sorry.
What the fuck is going on with them?
Well, a lot has gone on. I mean, she got involved with a guy around town that is known as a cheater. And he tends to date married women, break up the relationship. And, you know, sometimes he goes on his way. She knew that. She knew his reputation. She knew he was a playboy. And so she started dating him at my gym. And I thought she was just like flirting. Like, I didn't know anything was going on. I was stupid. I thought she was happily married. I didn't know anything was wrong with her marriage until after they split up.
Okay.
And her husband, they were at my house. They've been to my parties. You know, they live close to me. So she knew what she was getting in with Ryan. She knew his backstory. She absolutely knew. She had friends that dated him. She had friends that dated him that didn't go well.
So did they break up before she had started the show?
Well, yes. So she had found out that he was cheating right during the casting process. And I think that they did break up for a little bit. And my girlfriend, Heather, who was on the show last night, consoled her, talked to her about it because she knew Ryan very well. And she's like, I'm telling you, he's not the guy you want to date. You just don't, Jen, you're better than this. Jen, you're so much better. And she ghosted all of us and stayed with him. And she told Heather, she's like, listen, I want to be on the show. And if I don't have a significant other, I might not get casted.
Right.
Casted.
And sort of one of the allegations that you were talking about earlier about this idea that you brought her on the show, because I think a lot of fans, the perception is that you brought on a friend to the show to then throw under the bus and make part of your thing. But as you're saying, these things happen well in advance and you didn't even know. And she had, I believed, maybe filmed or auditioned or something like that.
She had previously. Auditioned. I thought she had auditioned two times before. She told me she didn't. It was only one time before. My bad. But a lot of times, like, they'll go into your business. Like, we had a gym. So the producers would say, do you have anybody that you think that would be good? So I'll give a list of names of people that come in and work out. Her name happened to be on that list. And it was when Bronwyn was trying out. So, and I didn't know her that well back then.
Right.
And then right. I got to know her, you know, as time went on.
And so do you feel like you're coming at it from a place of concern for her with this man? Or well, is it just
if you notice the first four episodes, I'm very open to him knowing the backstory. And we go bowling and I'm trying to be nice. And it was Gina and Emily that brought it up continuously. And then Gina is like, I don't know, Tamara's got it out for you. I'm like, what? You're the one that has brought it up.
Gina impression, by the way. I know.
So I'm like, that is not fair. That's not a fair statement to say. She brought it up multiple times. The first time I said a word is when I leaned into her at Cut Business Fitness and said, just be honest.
Right.
Because I had a talk with her during, you know, before we started filming. And I said, listen, a lot of people know about your story. A lot of people know. I suggest you be honest or you say, it's none of your business.
Right.
Is
there a world where, just devil's advocate, maybe she's seeing something in this man that other people around her maybe don't see?
I can definitely say that my message wasn't the best message. I feel bad. And her and I have had long talks about it. I had no intentions of bringing any of this up. But after that happened, where I'm like, just be honest. Mm-hmm. And it started to snowball. And then I started to see her, like, the lying. And then my face is like, I can't stand to hear somebody lie. And so she saw it in my face. She's like, stop doing that. And I'm like, you just need to be honest. And then it just got bad after that.
Is there a future for the two of you, or do you think?
No. Yeah, I think so. Oh, for sure. Okay. We're fine. We're fine. I haven't talked to her in the last 2 weeks because the show is kind of really hyped up. But I will say, you know, moving forward, we're good.
Yeah,
we're good until the very end.
Do you think she's good for the show?
I think I made her good for the show.
Interesting. If none
of this was brought up.
Yeah.
Where would she be?
Yeah. I'm curious, actually, with you coming back to the show, because you do Two Teas in a Pod, where you do kind of similar to what we do here on Everything Iconic, where you talk about these shows and sort of analyze the mechanics of the Housewives franchise. And it's super successful. And you and Teddy, who's your co-host, have been doing this for a while now. And you started it when you were off the show. And I wonder, coming back after analyzing it like sports for so long, did that change your game plan going in versus how you might have normally?
It definitely changed my mindset for sure.
Okay, explain.
I think in the past I would get worried. I always want to do the most. I've always been like that. No matter what job I have, if I was working at Burger King, I was the head honcho at Burger King. You know, I'm a hard worker.
Yeah.
So I went just studying these different shows. I realized, when somebody on a Housewives show makes an ass of themselves and does things, like, me as a viewer, I don't take it personally. And I don't, like, oh my God, what a horrible person they are. So I kind of put myself on the outside watching the other girls be messy. And I'm like, I don't know what I'm always worried about. And I just went back and I just have zero fucks. I don't care. Right. I mean, I'm not going in trying to cause drama purposely. I'm not lying about things. I'm just, for my own mental state, I'm not going to worry about it when it airs. I'm not going to be like, oh my God, Joe Schmo from Idaho said that, you know, I'm a horrible person. Good for you, Joe. Yeah. So in that sense, I have it different, but I'm who I am. I've always been the one that's going to call you out if you're lying. Yeah. I'm going to call out the bullshit. I'm going to say the things that nobody else wants to say. Is my delivery of my message always great? No,
yeah,
it's not. In this season in particular, I drank way too much.
Oh. What was the point where you thought it was overboard? Was it one of the boat? I feel like there were so many boat parties.
I know, so many boat parties. I mean, definitely throwing the napkin. Like, that's just not me. I wouldn't do that. I was just so taken back by her saying I had the hots for him. Yeah. She's like, who else had the hots for him? I'm like, not what? Really? Have you seen my husband?
But hold on. How did the dick pic? I'm sorry to backtrack on this, but how did the dick pic? So he airdropped it to everybody in the gym, or like, obviously they're all lying. Everybody's lying about that. Not you, but I'm saying like, it feels like they're lying.
It was Snapchat. Okay. So first of all, what 47-year-old is Snapchatting pictures of his wiener? First of all, that's a red flag in itself right there. I was at dinner at Scarlett's restaurant right by my house, and Heather, who was really close with him for many years, got a Snapchat from him. And she's like, he never Snapchats me. What does he want? And they weren't on the best terms at that point. She's like, he's probably going to tell me off. I don't want to look at it. He's probably going to say something mean. He knows it disappears. I won't ever see it. I go, just open it. I'll take a picture. To our surprise, it was a picture of him standing in his bathroom with a very limp wiener. And it said, my limp D misses you.
God. And
we screamed in the restaurant.
This is wild.
And she goes, what do I do? I go, you're going to respond back.
What did she respond back?
She goes, was this for me? Why would you send this to me?
And what did he say then?
And he didn't get back to her right away. And then he goes, what are you talking about? What did I send you? She goes, you know what you sent me. And he said, oh, and then it took him a while. Then he had to think of a story. He's like, oh yeah, that was meant for Jen. So right in there, he admitted he never sent it to her.
He never sent it to her.
Then you will hear her tell different stories on the show that, it was meant for her, but Heather got it. Then there's stories where his thumbs are too fat, so he hit all. Well, that's not an option in Snapchat. You can't hit all. There's no all.
I'm trying to think of how it even works. Yeah.
The only way you can do that is if you have them in a set group. And I don't. Then he said, I had my kids in it, and it got sent to Heather. Like, their story changes.
Yeah, it just
all
keeps adding to it.
So I'm like, no.
Again, devil's advocate, though, maybe it's just there's so much embarrassment about it that it's like in such a whirlwind for a new cast member that she might just be kind of trying to catch up with all of it. And maybe she will realize by the end of the season, like, I should just be honest about all of this stuff, because fans can see through a lot of this stuff too. So hopefully, you know, by the end.
I just think that she deserves better.
Yeah.
You know, and if she's mad at me right now, so be it. I want her to know it wasn't my intention to ever bring it up. It was brought up by Gina and Emily. And then I sat there and everybody knew I knew a lot, and she was lying through her teeth, and I couldn't hold back, and I drank too much. And, you know, you saw my life unfold on the show with Simon and how bad that was. And I hate to see women there. Just like when Vicky was dating Brooks, I lost my mind. It's like, what are you doing with someone like that?
I'm so thrilled to see Vicky back.
I know.
I was like, really, I love the scene between the three of you. So you said on Watch What Happens Live that you think she'll be back full time. I hope so. The fact
that Watch What Happens Live put it out there on Instagram as well, statement makes me believe that that's going to be happening. I don't know. I don't have any inside information, but I would love to see her back.
Yeah, I would too. We got to take a quick break here. We'll be back with so much more. I want to thank Acast, and you can find me on social media at Danny Pellegrino, and we'll be right back. Ever since I saw Clueless, I wanted to have the most amazing wardrobe, and that includes all of the clothes inside the wardrobe closet, and that's why I'm excited to talk to you about Quince. Now, Quince has you covered with truly timeless pieces that never go out of style. You'll have them in your closet forever. Quince has all sorts of must-haves. I'm talking Mongolian cashmere crew neck sweaters from $50. I have a blue cashmere crew neck sweater I got from them that I get so many compliments on all the time. I love it. Plus iconic 100% leather jackets and versatile flow knit activewear. The best part, all Quince items are priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands. By partnering directly with top factories, Quince cuts out the cost of the middleman and passes the savings all over to us. And Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices, along with premium fabrics and finishes. Love that. Makes you feel good about shopping with Quince. Again, I've gotten a lot of stuff there. Just good quality pieces and a lot of different options if you're looking to upgrade your wardrobe. So indulge in the affordable luxury. Go to quince.com/iconic for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns. That's Quince, Quince.com/iconic to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/iconic. And we're back. Here's more from my chat with Tamara.
That's my opinion!
What do you make of like Roni sort of rebooting? Have you been watching the new reboot? There's only been 2 episodes so far. And I keep saying like, that must be sort of a mind fuck for all of you who've been on the show for a while, because on some level you must be thinking, oh fuck, what if they were to do this with Orange County?
Yes. So I actually talked to Andy about that because he asked me at commercial break, like, what do you think about the new Roni? And I'm like, I'm obsessed. I love it. It's got a fresh feeling. No disrespect to the OGs. It feels like a different show. I mean, I almost felt like they should have named it something different because it seems like a totally different show.
Yeah.
I love the girls. Some are married, some are not married. We have a lesbian on there. Like, it's just so fresh and cool and hip for New York, which you think that's what New York is, right?
Yeah.
Cool, hip place. So I said to Andy, I said, my concern is, since they're doing so well, does that mean you're going to do that to all the shows? Because financially, not a bad idea. You got cast members that have been on for 13,
much
14
cheaper
years.
Much cheaper. When you
come
back, I'm sorry to interrupt, but when you come back, do you start from scratch on your contract? They might yell at me for asking this.
Yeah,
but
I can't even talk about contracts.
Okay, Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
So, and he said, oh, no, don't worry about that. So I don't know. I think if a show's not doing well, like New York, I think that it's, it will happen.
Yeah. My hope is that they somehow, which is, I know what the initial announcement was doing like the original cast alongside the new cast. We're just going to, it's so early still. And I didn't like think the first couple episodes were like the best things ever, but I'm excited about the women.
Didn't.
And no, I didn't, to be honest with you. No, I'm very excited to get to know them. But I just feel like the first couple of episodes for any show, I'm like, we got to get to know them a little bit and get the dynamics.
Yeah, it takes time. And I was really, from what I heard behind the scenes, I was really expecting not to like it. I was expecting it to be bad. And I think because I had that expectation that when I watch it, I was actually thrilled.
Yeah. And I will say that with like every single one of them, I'm like, oh, I want to know more about them. I just want to keep getting to know them more.
Yeah.
Okay. I wanted to ask you this about, in relation to 2Ts, your other podcast or your podcast. I wondered, who do you think in like the Housewives universe is a better housewife now that you've started analyzing it than you maybe had originally thought? Or who do you think is like a really good kind of, good housewife. And then is there someone who you think is maybe overrated?
That's the question that always gets me in trouble.
I know.
Who was a better housewife than I originally, like somebody I met that really changed my mind about them?
Like someone you've been watching as you've been analyzing the shows on 2Ts in a Pod.
Yeah.
That you're like, they're actually a much better housewife than I would have thought.
I would say Sheree for one. Cause she would, I didn't really keep up with her show in the past, and she would come and go and come and go. And now watching it consistently and having her on the podcast, she's a very good housewife.
Yeah.
I really like her.
Anyone overrated?
Overrated.
That's messy, but
it's messy. I don't know. I already answered that on Watch What Happens Live and I got shit for it. So
was that what started the Teresa feud?
Yeah. Well, no, it's not what started it, but that's added to it. Let's just put it that way.
Okay. So I want to ask you about Jersey. You have this sort of feud going, which you said, I think on Watch What Happens Live, that you kind of have moved past it. And hopefully at BravoCon, the two of you get to squash your beef.
Yeah.
But I'm curious what your thoughts are on Jersey moving forward, because you did talk about it on 2Ts. Do you think, as a housewife yourself, is there room for Teresa and Melissa on the show together going forward?
I don't think so. Only because they both are very strong about not wanting to film with each other.
Yeah.
I'm worried about that cast period because a lot of people don't want to work with each other. And how do you make a show like that?
Right.
That's going to be really difficult. So I think that this could be a make it or break it season, this one coming up. And if it doesn't work out, I think that they'll reboot it.
Have you noticed, in talking with Teddy, your co-host, and having some of these other housewives on, have you noticed that you all sort of act similarly, even though you might be in different cities, or there's similar issues amongst the casts, even in different cities. Does that make sense?
You mean we have like the same issues between friendships and stuff?
Yeah.
I think that, you know, what's going on is pretty real, you know, and there's only so much. I mean, right now what we have going on is crazy. We got dick pics, we got cheating scandals, we got all kinds of stuff.
I'm loving this season. I'm loving it.
It's really good.
Yeah. I'm not even just bullshitting you, because I've not loved it in the past few years.
Yeah.
And it's gotten, well,
I'm getting a lot of shit about the Jen stuff, but I mean, let's just put it in perspective. What did she think was going to happen coming on the show? She cheated on her husband, and then her boyfriend cheats on her right before. The whole town knows about it. Did she think that? And then she comes on she does play victim a lot. You know, all this went down. Did you think it's not going to come up? Did you think you weren't going to? And that's why I told her, I said, just own it. It is. Yep. It happened. Move on.
Yeah.
You own it. Nobody can say anything about it anymore.
I at least feel like she gels really well with the group, and it, I don't know. I'm also big on like chemistry. And that's another reason why I think maybe I got to get to know the chemistry on the new Roni. Yeah. And I feel like the chemistry on Orange County, that's been my issue. Cause I feel like over the past few years, or especially since you left, it's like there's certain parts that are great, but I always felt like the chemistry was off. Whereas I feel like on Orange County this season, it at least feels real to me that you all have a history and that you would hang out. It doesn't feel like, I don't know. There were certain times I'm like, I don't know that anyone would be hanging out with this person.
And I think that that's where it gets bad on shows, is you're with like, I don't know, like a lot of people the first year that Heather came back and she was best friends with Gina, nobody bought it.
Yeah. Right.
No one bought it.
Yeah.
So if you're trying to force people into being friends and putting
them on Shannon, the show, I'm like, I don't think any of these people would have talked to Shannon when you weren't on the show. I was like, I don't think any of them would have had a friendship, but
she's not really close with any of them.
Yeah. Shannon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, she's friendly. She's close with Taylor. She's friendly with Jen, but like in the past, she was left with, you know who.
I was always so hard on Shannon, and now I'm like loving. I've come around to Shannon in a way that I wasn't expecting.
Yeah.
Okay. I know I have to wrap this up. Why does OC, do you think, have a hard time casting?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. You know, I often wonder, I'm like, are these casting directors, are they from like New York and they're looking for something different than Orange County? Because there's so many people, so many women out here that you can choose from. And I'm like, come on, guys, let's get it right.
Right.
Let's get it right. I think that Jen is a good housewife. I do. You know, it's just, I want to see her outside of this Ryan stuff.
Yeah.
And I do think he holds her back from a lot.
Anyone you want to bring back from the past besides Vicky? I know you were with Lynn Curtin, and I have a fantasy about Lynn. I just want a scene with Lynn. Like, I don't need
I'm going to bring Lynn in next season. I'm going to bring, like, invite her to a party. Maybe I'll have a cuff party.
Please.
Have all the girls come over and we'll look at her cuffs.
Please. So just invite all the old gals. I love when OC does that the best, I think, where it's like, I just want to see Gina for a party. I want to see Lynn, Alex, whoever. Just like,
I'll do that. I'll do that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
No, there's no really anybody. I think right now, because the cast is in such good shape and the friendships are there, real friendships, real history. I think that we're good.
Yeah.
Good. I would like to see one more girl that's outspoken like me, so I don't have to do all the work.
Right. Yeah, let's do it. Let's add another.
Yep.
What do you make about Hip and Casita, who I lovingly refer to as Emily and Gina, who, you know, we love them, but what do you, they've sort of stepped into the role of housewife, and I would say critically that maybe it took them a few seasons, but it seems like they're kind of finding their way a little bit lately.
Yeah, like 5 years, 5 seasons.
It took a while. Very long time. And I'm not sure that they would have been around for a while in some of the other franchises, but we're embracing them.
I agree.
And yes.
I think Emily stands out to me as a top tier housewife. I feel like in the beginning, she was a little bit hesitant to speak her mind, even though she wanted to. So she wouldn't do it in scene, but she would do it in interviews.
Mm-hmm.
And that, to me, I couldn't stand that. It's like, if you have something to say, say it at that moment. and she's good. She's smart. So she's good at her interviews as well. I feel like she's not like that anymore. I feel like she's speaking up. She's intelligent. She's funny. She can tell you off. I think she's good. Really good.
Yeah.
I think it took them a while to, and plus at the beginning, they were always so paired together. Like they were like, you know, at the hip.
Yeah, it was hard to get to know one of them.
At the hip in the casita.
It was hard to get to know them.
Right. And I think now that they branched out a little bit and it became friends with other people on the show, it's kind of changed the dynamic a little bit.
Yeah. Did you see Bethany trying to unionize reality stars? I don't know if you followed any of that, but I quickly wanted to know if you had any take on it.
I mean, it's not a horrible idea, but here's the thing. Unlike actors, reality stars, not all of them get paid, you know, a lot of money. They're not going to stick together. We can't even stick together as a cast to try to play hardball with the network. So nobody's going to stick together. I would say 90% of reality people are replaceable. There's a handful of really strong, good personalities that people want to keep recasting on different shows. So I would love to get benefits. I would love to get royalties. I don't know if that's ever going to happen.
Finally, what's going on with Cut? And tell us about, I've tried your Vena, the nighttime gummies. Yeah. I think they're great. Like literally fantastic. They help you. They're great for sleeping at nighttime. You pop one of the gummies, love it. But tell everyone about that stuff.
Yeah. So we've had Vena for, 4 years now. We do have partners in the business and, it's huge. I mean, it's just done so well. We have so many great products. We're fine tuning our products right now, taking some away. Like people ask me about the cooling cream, like products that are not selling as well because everything with THC is selling so well on our site.
So
that's been a huge success. And it was a lot easier for us to close down Cut Fitness when we knew we had this nest egg right here with this business. So Cut Fitness, obviously, it was hard, really hard to let it go. But and as you've pointed out, Eddie's still wearing the shirts.
I know. Oh, that's what I was just going to ask. So is it morphing into another brand or just being crazy?
We have considered it. We still have the business. We still have the website. We still have everything. So we haven't let go of that completely. We've talked about doing online stuff. There's a lot of talks of possibilities that we can do with it. He has started a new nutrition company. So he's been working on that, but it's not going to be called Cut. Nothing to do with Cut.
Okay.
So, he's busy with that, but, I don't know. He said, I'm going to go into your drawers and throw away all that Cut stuff. I'm going to throw it away.
I noticed it. I was like, they keep wearing Cut and it's closed.
I know.
And I'm always a conspiracy theorist when it comes to housewives. So I was always,
Have like Vena clothes. Like I have a hat somewhere around here, but those clothes he was wearing were his uniform at work every day. Cut shirt, cut hat, cut shorts, all that. So that's why he has so much of it. And I'm like, I don't sell Vena stuff, really, you know, like it's not a big merchandise seller.
This episode of Everything Iconic is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. Now, I'm not sure if you've noticed, but it's definitely allergy season. You all know I've been struggling a little bit. I usually love the springtime, but I struggle with my allergies, which are just not the most fun. But luckily with Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, the only tissues I like to use, I can say, bring on the blooms, and I can face those allergies head on. Now, Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved, so you can attack watery eyes and battle runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. That's why I love these, because they're so incredibly soft and I don't want to touch my nose with something that's not. Now, I am obsessed with Kleenex. I think they are so really just the best to do it. So for this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on. Again, this allergy season, do not pick up something else. Grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Has there, I know every once in a while, maybe I think you might listen to Everything Iconic. Is there anything else you want to yell at me for getting wrong or?
No, I always
get nervous. I feel bad sometimes. Like I never want to be like too mean to all of you. Cause I know so a lot of the housewives will listen sometimes and I'm like, I don't want to be mean, but I also,
I get that because in fact, Teddy and I talked about it today on our podcast. It's like she ran into Sonia from Atlanta. And I'm like, oh shit, what happened? Because we've said multiple times, like, she's a nice person. She's a good girl, but I just don't find her that entertaining on the show. And I go, how did you feel, you know, talking to her? She's like, oh, I was so nervous. And then I was like, well, by the way, I've been talking some shit about you. She knew, but it's, you know, there's people that can take it and people that can't. And I think that's what the issue was between me and Teresa, is that we were recapping and, you know, we called out a lot of red flags on Louie, and she went after us and unfollowed us and then started talking crap about us and then had Brandy on her podcast and start. So I get it. Like some people can take it. Some people can't. I personally, I don't care.
Okay, good.
So talk all the shit you want.
Okay, good. Teddy, one of her early seasons on Beverly Hills, I ran into her in the wild, and I vaguely remember she might have yelled at me a little bit. But so tell her I'm sending my love to Teddy and Shannon, who I'm so often tough on, but tell Shannon that I love her on the show. And, you know, we're tough because we care too. We want these shows, and I'm sure you do in Two Teas in a Pod. It's like we love these shows.
I love them.
So
to
when
go
we're
on
critical, yeah, we're critical because we love them. And anyway,
Tamara, but it is a fine line though. You're like, shit, did I go overboard?
I know.
And then you like, it's like me, I'm like, say things and I go, oh God, do I need to have that removed? Oh God, should I say, you know, because then you stress, you don't want to hurt anybody's feelings.
I know. And people will yell at you and you're like, I didn't mean it that way. I don't. Anyway. Oh, yeah. Tamara, thank you for being a good sport. Thank you for coming on Everything Iconic. Oh, they're wrapping me. So I really appreciate you taking the time. Everyone, check out the Vena. I keep saying Vena. It's Vena.
Everybody has Vena.
I know. Yeah. And Real Housewives of Orange County. I really am. I'm not just bullshitting you. I'm loving it.
Oh, good. I'm glad. It's going to get better.
Thank you, Tamara. Hopefully I'll see you at BravoCon.
I hope I do. Yeah, yeah, yeah.